Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. In Bristol Bay, commercial fishing has resumed in the Nooshikak District. It had been closed to salmon fishing for nearly a week after the 58-foot vessel Pacific Knight sank near Clark's Point and started leaking fuel. Area management biologist Tim Sands flew over the scene yesterday morning.
And we saw no fuel coming out, no sign of any sheen anywhere.
Fishermen on the area beaches also reported they did not see or smell fuel on the water. Even though the sockeye run is tailing off, Sands, there's still interest in fishing for pink, coho, and the remaining red salmon. At least three major processors are still buying.
I'm getting calls from people saying they want to go. Definitely there's people who want to fish.
The vessel's owner hired private company Resolve Marine for salvaging the 58-foot vessel. It was over 1,000 gallons of fuel on board when it sank. Divers have removed a substantial amount, but it's unclear how much remains. After the remaining fuel is pumped off, the owner insurance company will decide whether to remove the sunken boat. Officials suspect that the 15,000-acre Taxalda Hill wildfire near Tok is human-caused. Fire Information Officer Jim Schwarber says lightning does not appear to be a factor in the blaze, which started May 23rd.
We have a lightning detection system in place for the entire state of Alaska that records every lightning strike, and they went back several weeks, and there had been no strikes in that area.
Schwarber says the fire started in a remote roadless area east of Taxalda Hill, but that does not discount the potential of a human cause. Meanwhile, 131 firefighters are trying to keep flames away from two nearby native land allotments. He says wind and thunderstorms are forecasted starting today with the potential of rain for next week. Witnesses told federal investigators the airplane that crashed near Willow Lake last month failed two takeoff attempts before becoming airborne. KTUU-TV reports the National Transportation Safety Board released a preliminary report yesterday on the July 18th crash north of Anchorage that killed the 24-year-old pilot and injured two passengers. Colt Richter was flying for Regal Air to a lake in the Squintna area, carrying a woman, her 2-year-old son, and some cargo. An Alaska Democratic Party webpage listing candidates participating in the party's upcoming primaries is missing a few names. The page does not include Democratic State Senator Lyman Hoffman of Bethel, who is seeking re-election. It also does not include Carol Hafner, who is running in the U.S. House primary, and Dustin Darden, who is running for the state House seat held by politically unaffiliated candidate and State Representative Jason Grin. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies for tonight and a chance of drizzle and light rain with a chance of rain for tomorrow. Low temperature tonight should be in the mid-50s with high tomorrow about 60 to 65 degrees with rain likely for Friday as well. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.